Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denard. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denard era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denard.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the information superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Fantastic. Today is Wednesday, November 4, 2020. RayRin98 here, along with Hey, Tony.
I already said it three times. Good morning, TNT. My phone was muted, though. Anyway. All right. Good morning. How you guys doing? I don't know about you guys, but I'm still into the election right now, so I was paying attention. That's why my phone was muted. So I thought I was talking to you. Anyway, it is a good, good morning to be in Denar land. That is for sure. So not a whole lot of news at all. The bankers are at the bank. They were there yesterday. They went in yesterday morning. They were told that everything should start happening right after the election went public in the evening. So they were looking for an announcement during the final hours of the election. That didn't happen. Didn't happen this morning. They are there. They are being told any moment. Now, I'm going to start the day off doing exactly what I told you guys I was going to do at the end of the last call. I told you I withheld some information, and I was going to tell you on Wednesday if it happened, didn't happen. But I'm going to tell you, people were getting paid. Supposedly people have been paid. People were scheduled to be paid today. Now, when I say that, I ask, this is people who have been anticipating this for months. This is people who had SKRs for months, who looked at their account every day and it said pending. And it no longer said pending. Now, I haven't talked to them today to make sure they got it, but trust me, everything changed. People were excited. That's why the bankers were excited and everybody else were going. Now, I'm being honest with you. I don't know why it didn't happen. I don't know if it didn't happen or hasn't happened because people have been asking me all morning. Because there was no announcement made on the election. Because there wasn't. And God knows we don't want that to be the issue because we don't know when it's going to be. There's already been 4 lawsuits initiated already today. So let's hope and pray that it's not waiting on that. I would think it would go regardless, but who knows? It's like, you know, a woman scorned. You never know what might happen. So. Who knows as that goes through. But right now, everybody else has done everything, and we've done everything that can be done. Iraq has submitted what they did to let their people know the rate's going to be at $41 in the budget so everybody can figure it out. Telling them they're going to get paid. They were holding it for the RV. Now they're telling them they're going to get paid next week. They're going to vote on the budget on Sunday or vote on the borrowing law, actually vote, and then do the salaries the same day. So I know they expected this to be over with by Sunday, as we all did. Actually, it was supposed to be initiated by the 9th. What's today? You feel? Yeah. So we're still good. That's all I can tell you. I wish there was some exciting news, but everybody's sitting on pins and needles and the Treasury Department at the banks waiting to be given the authorization. And guys, they didn't bring in party. They brought in, well, everybody yesterday at the locations. I mean, every single employee except for Texas. I didn't hear anything from Texas. But every other location had to bring in every single person. That's how sure they were that we were going to be there this morning. I couldn't get through to Texas, so they may be sitting there. I don't know today. And I'll try it while we're on the call. But other than that, we're good, and we're ready to go. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. There's caller or person is Sunstar. Any news from the mosque these days?
Nope. There's nothing in the mosque, guys. They're not hiding anything. They're not putting anything out just for Iraq. All the news is coming out on television or in news articles. So there's no reason to be getting anything in the mosque. Terry, was
it? Are all of the agreements between Iraq and Kuwait in place?
I would suppose so. Between Kuwait, between Saudi Arabia, between a bunch of countries, as they're putting out there, all the memorandums of understanding. Those countries who have signed memorandums of understanding are supposed to be in Iraq to get started on the 9th. Now, there's a big thing about that, guys, and it could change this morning because we don't know who's going to be president yet. They only agreed to do that after the RV, after the announcement has been made. And now they scheduled it for the 9th of November, which could be like everything else now changed. But that was part of the excitement over there. They knew they were going to get started with the jobs, the education, and with the different countries coming in on the 9th. What's next?
Okay. Any news or updates from boots on the ground or contractors in Iraq?
Haven't talked to contractors in a while. Actually, we still got some stationed over there, people over there. Boots on the ground are reporting what's on the television, and even some of the articles. So same information that we're getting is from boots on the ground. So government sources over there are just saying the same thing. They keep saying, it's done, it's done. We've done all we can do, because that's what they keep saying. We've done all we can do. They have to release it. Talking about the U.S. Treasury. That's their opinion. That's what they're saying we're waiting for. Okay.
Any news on the release of the new fields or coins?
Nope. Well, the IRB is sitting there like the currency. It's ready to go.
Demos says, my wife and I have been on this ride for about 7 years. And today is her birthday. Her birthday request from me was to have you play the birthday song on the call. Sounds like a relatively affordable birthday gift. Can you play for her? Her board name is 24K. So 24K is celebrating a birthday today, and also Quicksilver. That's Diamond Dinar's brother. I remember meeting him back in Los Angeles. He and Riley and I posed for a photograph. Anyway, happy birthday to 24K, T, and Quicksilver. Both of you, many more birthdays.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday to the two of them. All right, Lube Doctor says, do you think the 2020 election will have any impact on the RV? Well, you kind of addressed that in your opening monologue.
Okay, oh, happy that takes birthday. And it sounds like he needs to change his name, but go ahead.
Lube Doctor? Says, do you think the 2020 election will have any impact on the RV?
I think I already addressed that too. But
yeah,
guys,
I
don't know. You know what? All right, now we'll remember I tell you guys that They said he wanted it the day before or on the election to happen. And I tell you, that was coming out of Washington, D.C. And a lot of people were upset about it. And then said it's not going to happen. And then they said, scratch that, he's going to go ahead and let it go. Well, we know it went right to the election. They had people in the bank the day before. They had people in the bank yesterday. They brought him in and told him it was going to happen yesterday evening, not yesterday morning. If you look for it in the evening, we're going to be ready to go, and we're going to have people in the bank Wednesday morning, which is now. We're going to release people's bank accounts Wednesday morning, which is now. And enough people knew that was the plan to happen, but it didn't happen. So now what happens? I mean, I guess somebody expected to make an acceptance speech last night or a losing speech, but we expected it to be over one way or another. Here we are. And just based on, which is almost mind-boggling to me, I don't know about you guys, how you can count 90%, 95%, or 98% of the vote, and then say it's going to take you 2 or 3 days to count the rest. I don't even understand that. Or 5 days to count the last 2% or 1%, but you counted all that in a matter of hours or days. But that's where we are. So I don't know if we have to wait until this is concluded or not. I guess it's something we'll find out throughout the day, throughout the week, or does it just go? Because everything else was scheduled from this point on. So we'll see. All right, what's next, Ray?
Next is Danny in Dallas, 972.
Oh, hey there, well, fellas.
Hey.
Danny, you in Texas. You live down the street from the guy.
I am in Texas. I'm calling my bankers right now.
No, I want you to go knock on his door. You live down the street, so.
That's true, but I'm coming from the other side of the tracks. It's going to get me take a little while to get there. Yes,
oh, okay.
That was my leading question. Thank you for that information. We just don't have any feedback from them. That's what I'm hearing from you, right?
That's right. We don't, not yet.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you to speculate just a little bit, Tony. Obviously, you're the man with the most information in this entire community, you and Ray together. What? I speculate on this. We know that oil pricing is $39.15 at noon here, Texas time. The election lingers. The effects of the election will not prevent this from happening. But what might be the deciding factor for those that are making these decisions, and what might that reasoning consist of? Do you have a handle on that? I know you've mentioned a few things, but if you dig in just a little bit, things that you cannot tell us, what might their thinking consist of reasoning through this?
All right. So we want to play devil's advocate, is what you're saying. So
yeah.
Let's do it. And some of you might get depressed and some of you might not. But remember, Danny asked for this. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take the blame. Let's go.
Listen, guys. Everything was supposed to be one way or the other, and it was supposed to go off because we knew what the future would bring. Once the announcement was made last night, other countries knew what they were able to do. The stock market knew what it was going to do. We know for a fact, and it's projected, that oil is going to go back down next month because they're going to shut off not just this country, but multiple countries at the end of this month in December, which means oil is going to go back down. That's why we had to do it right now, while it's at least close to the $41 rate that they were going to use, and we can adjust it from there. So every day that it lingers, the stock market's going to be affected, which we already know, which means the global market is going to be affected, as we effectively have brought the globe to a standstill. Everybody waiting to see what happens in the U.S. Which direction does it go? And nobody's going to want to make a move until they know which direction is going. Now, I'm not saying the RV won't happen because it makes sense and we're well prepared, but there were so many other steps that are supposed to take place right after it does. It could, you know, bring it to a standstill. It absolutely could. I'm hoping it doesn't, but worst case scenario, because every other country was waiting to see what happened here. Every other country was waiting to see what happened in the oil market, because it was going to be from here. What happened, you know, with the virus from here? What happened with the global economy, because it's from here. And if you guys look, and this is a little bit beyond the dinar, but it all starts with the dinar, with the GCR. The countries were saying they were looking for the U.S. to go back to a position of leadership, a position of unity with our allies and things, and things could just take off. Well, who knows? Right now, everybody's confused, and I know that because I'm confused, okay? So I'm feeling disappointed, and I know, like I just told you, it doesn't make any sense to me why we can get up to 98%, 97% on all these votes, and then they say, well, it's going to be another 2-3 days before we can do the last 2-3%. I'm saying, what? But here we are. Is that confusing enough?
Well, it is. That you volunteered information that we sure didn't have before, and thank you for that. I guess I'm. You know, this is weird for all of us. The whole election situation and where it sits now. I actually saw a video of other nations doing marches. Nigeria, there was a major city. The streets were filled. Now, these are small streets, but you couldn't see the end of the crowd. They were carrying American flags, pictures of Trump, kind of a party situation. In South Korea, they're doing a similar situation with American flags. And an Indian, a Hindu province, had pictures, and they're doing special rituals. I've never heard of that before. Other countries taking specific initiative. In just a kind of a pre-support situation. So this is a weird, weird time. Now, I don't have a clue beyond that, but is there – the only other question I had was, is there any additional information relating to the Treasury rates? I'm content with international and contract. Is there any additional information? Do we have a perspective that allows us to see beyond the limitation that you've already given?
No, I've got no additional information, not from our banking or from our Treasury contact or our people in D.C. About anything other than that. I'm going to tell you guys what I told some people yesterday. When you go in the bank, ask for the highest rate you know of after he tells you what he wants to give you. He says $8. Said, no, I want that $12 rate, whatever it was. But if that's the one you know of, that's what you ask for, and then say, let's start negotiating here.
Okay, good. That gives us a track to run on. Now, several times you've mentioned D.C., and then it was 3 or 4 calls ago, you said, I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. Are you referring to Nelson? I mean, Winston, I'm sorry, Winston?
No.
Okay.
No,
I didn't know if there was
Winston
back there or not.
In a couple of years. When I refer to D.C., I'm referring to in the past, let me see, how am I going to say this? In the past, we have talked to people at the highest level. I mean, just people have been involved in it, people have been on our call at the highest level. So sometimes it has been, well, I'll tell you this, because I can blame it on this guy. I can't even remember his name. Who's our last Treasury Secretary?
Yeah.
Remember? Okay.
I don't remember the name right now, but.
So, anyway, during that process, Ray might not want to hear this, but they ain't going to come after him, no way. But during that process, things got a little personal, I felt. Because I had to say that, just, you know, man, really? I'm just a guy living in Sacramento, and things just got personal. And you know, targets were placed and a bunch of stuff. So when I say Washington, I mean on that level. I mean people who worked in the Pentagon, people who actually were in the White House, you know, on the White House grounds, people who were in the Treasury, and I'm saying in the Treasury. So those kind of things when I say in Washington. Is
okay.
What I have
okay.
in the past and even right now. So,
all right.
Yeah, what was your question?
Well,
you understand.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I was just curious if Winston still had an attachment, and that's beside the point. Okay, fellas. Well, I guess I better get back to work at least until this thing happens. Oh, I will tell you this. I hired a fella about 3 weeks ago, and he's listening to me in the other room. I'm on the call listening to you guys and such. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, well, if you got a few minutes, I'll tell you. And I got about three sentences out, and he said, well, I hope that's finally going to pay off. Turns out he bought some of this. He bought 100,000 dinar about 3 months after I did, but we just made connections. So he's as excited as I've ever seen him on the job, and he comes to work every day. Oh, my. Good stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you, fellas.
Well, look, make sure you give him a pink slip before he gives you one.
Good idea. See ya.
Everybody, take
all
care.
Right. See
you. Okay. Now we're going to go to One Question Wednesday. So we'll shift the platform.
Okay.
One Question Wednesday. And first up,
thank
is
you,
Russ Sis.
Really?
Thank you.
Question Wednesday. Really? Hello, Tony.
Good morning.
Hello, Miss Ray. How y'all doing?
Super fantastic. How you doing?
You us earth to the nth degree.
Now look here. Okay, so now you said that you don't really know how long it's going to take for them to determine who the president is and if that will affect the RV or not. So, I mean, because here on our local news, they're saying that, you're right. They don't know. There are lawsuits. Some people are saying they could take it all the way to the Supreme Court and all that. And that takes time, doesn't it, if they have to take it that far?
Remember, Gore and Bush did the same thing. It was still resolved within 30 days.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So my next question is, if in your introduction you said some people were getting paid or about to be paid regarding the SKRs and all of that, but that seemed like it happened or could have happened prior to this RV. It didn't seem like it was stopping anything. So I'm hoping that the RV, or they release this thing regardless of this election, since they said they wanted to do it, you know, around this time. And if that's the case, we could still be looking for something tonight after the market's closed again, do you think? Or would it happen anytime today if that's the case? If they're going to still release it like today or whatever, would it have to be after the market's closed?
No, because the markets don't close until Friday, right?
Well, I mean, when things shut down, what does anything shut down during the week at all? No, they're just the banks. Just
bank close at 5 o'clock. But
okay,
here's the thing: they are sitting there right now, and they're being told it could be at any minute. But that's what they were told yesterday. Well, actually, yesterday they were told that it wasn't going to be until tomorrow evening. I mean, yesterday evening. So they didn't have to be on pins and needles all day. But after that, and on Monday, they were told at any minute. And I'm saying, why are you constantly telling them that when you know the plan was yesterday evening or today, this morning? Because the release of the funds wasn't scheduled until today. So how could it happen before then? Anyway, this is my rationalization. So I know some things are out there just so people won't know when, different rumors, everything else. And then what I told you guys on Monday, if it didn't happen, I was going to tell you anyway, because now it don't make any difference. And I don't know if it did or didn't, but what I do know is we don't have 800 numbers and we're not at the bank. I know that part didn't happen. So,
right.
It is what it is, right?
Well, you know, I kind of had that same question about why do they keep telling the bank people that, you know, get ready, it's going to happen today or tonight, and then it doesn't happen when they purposely know they're lying. If you know it's not going to be released, but you're still telling these people to come in, what's the purpose of that? I mean, to throw folks, I mean, I don't get that. Just, it's confusing. But hopefully.
Well, they can. You got to realize this. This is what we got to realize, guys. More important than anything. And we dealt with it for years. There are people trying to steal money from the system. There are people waiting for that system to be shut down for 2-3 minutes so they can rob it before the transfer goes over. There are people trying to time this thing to move trillions of dollars, which they do in computers, in a matter of minutes. So are they going to keep trying to throw them off? Yes. Are they going to keep trying to find people trying to smuggle money in or out the country, waiting on the right time, and they're setting everything up? Yes. There have been operations going on for years. And the closer we get to it, the more they're going to try to do it. Are they going to try and catch Maliki and Amiri, Lowy, moving some of that money now that it's revalued? Are they tracking that money in their system and they still want to put it out there? Yes. Do they want to catch everybody off guard? Absolutely, because that's how it's supposed to. So the markets don't react immediately, but find out throughout the day or a couple of days later. So they have their reasons, and we just have to look at what makes sense. But how can you take people right, you know, to the brink of it, which they have done, and still not do it?
Right.
Now,
well, I know you said,
here's our good thing. Hold on 1 second. They have removed all the barriers in Iraq, from the green zone, from the bridge, from the squares, opening everything up because they want it to be a normal, clean city ready to go when all these investors come in on the night. They want it to really look good, peaceful, and going. But they also got messages today from the people who said, if this isn't done by Saturday, it's not going to look nice. I mean, we're coming back and with a vengeance. So now we have things going on again, and why are you taking this chance all over again? Which I'm hoping is done by Saturday, God knows.
Right.
So there's a lot of things to look at, but we're still in a good position. Go ahead.
And I can see that happening, you know, and especially if we know the U.S. is the one holding this up. That's crazy, because those people can start riots over there again and have a disruption in their country when it's not even their fault that they're holding this back from their people. And I just don't think that's fair to them, and the U.S. is the culprit. We know they were. I knew they were all along. I felt like that. But at the same time, the oil and the stock markets and all this stuff can crash or drop because of this election negativity and them holding out on deciding on who the president's going to be until all this stuff is over with and done. So if the oil price drops again, when you said next month, which hopefully it won't take a month for this to happen, but I'm just saying, it doesn't take much for, you know, the numbers to start going down. Is it because the contracts are already signed that it won't affect the price that's gonna come out with the dinar rate if the market starts to go down?
No, it's because they've already set the budget rate at $41 and the conversion.
Okay.
So that is already set. It's just a matter of activating it. But you can't activate a $41 rate realistically if oil goes down to $20. And so,
right.
Man, we can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah. Today it's at $39, $41. Okay, we know it's going to fluctuate, and we can get away with that. Or they could have did it last month when it was $42, and it would have been perfect. But they know going into winter, going into the lockdown, that it's going to go down. So every day, every week, they're making the situation harder.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, it's just they just need to get this done and quit playing around with this stuff. It's time for this to happen. People can move on with their lives. Iraq and those people over there can get what they deserve. And everybody will be happy, I think. At least I will. So I'm ready for this to happen.
And that's all that matters, right? As long as you're happy.
No, because I can't be happy without you guys being happy. I can't go without you guys. So we all going to be happy. Matter of fact, I may have to come to North Carolina with the king, because if Texas don't get up off of their lazy behinds and get to the bank, you know what I'm saying? So I may have to be down there with you guys. So... We don't hear nothing about Texas going to the bank. So what's going on with them? That's my question, you know. Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you to the king.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see something before the end of the week. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right.
So much for one question Wednesday.
Are you going to say 404, Ray?
Yes.
Hello?
I'll say 404.
Yes.
404.
Yes.
I'm hearing muted, but then it's like, okay, maybe somebody else is out there. I will try to stay within one question. It may be multi-part.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that was just for her.
Oh. Okay. Fine enough. Sorry, imaginary. I was curious, Tony. Hi, let me be sure on my hellos. Hello, Tony. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
In your open monologue, Tony, I'd like to get a little further clarification, because you were saying something along the lines that people were expecting to be paid today. They had been scheduled to be paid today, sounding as if these were the SKR-related type of people. Did they indicate how long they had known? I'm presuming they were under NDAs. That's why we weren't knowing. But how long ago had they been told that November 4th was kind of D-Day for them to be going to exchange centers?
We found out over the weekend.
Okay. Good. Okay. The other question that I was having was, with all of the other questions that have been asked, the key card situation, have any of the folks that you know have the key cards from Iraq, have they gotten any sort of hydration lately on that? And if so, have they shared with you what the rates were showing on the key cards?
They got the card last month, and The ones that were out of Iraq, their rate changed last month. And it was above $3, but it wasn't $4. So, without me being specific, because they're always concerned about me giving the rate that's on their card. And I, and guys, these are, because somebody asked about contractors, these are actually contractors, family members, and again, people that are in various countries and positions who have. So they're being given extra money at a different rate for some reason, because who they are.
The other thing, we know that Iraq is making a number of kind of MOUs between various countries, and which would be indicative that they are really looking to be getting into the international community. Yet there was something that was surfacing in the Iraqi papers, one of them that I like to kind of monitor, and it was from today, where it was saying, and it was being attributed to Parliamentary Finance Committee, saying that Iraq will collapse economically based on the borrowing laws that's been passed. And I keep looking at this and thinking, if they're putting that kind of information out, and yet they are doing all of these, you know, arrangements with all the other countries, have you gotten any kind of feedback from your folks there that, you know, disregard that, that's just smoke and mirrors, or... You know, what's going on?
Okay. So we have the group of eight. You know who the group of eight is?
More or less.
Okay. All right.
I don't know the names of all of them.
All right. But we have the group of eight who get briefings other than or what the other congressmen and senators don't get, so you guys understand. They get higher-level briefings. They have more in-depth knowledge about what's going on and what direction we're going in the country, because they get it first, and then they get to take it out to everybody else once they finalize. Well, Iraq has people in parliament who know what the plan is and know when it is, and they have people who know what the plan is, just don't know when it is. So they have to go with life as they see it, not life as they hope it to be. And a lot of times in newspaper articles or people are telling you, this is what's actually happening. I know. There's some whispers about a rate change, but I'm going on the facts as I see them today. And today, we're messing up. We are going... you know, into bankruptcy. We're going to ruin our economy by just keep printing money with nothing to back it up. While these people over here know, well, by the time we do it, we'll declare the RV rate of change, we'll be the fourth richest country, we'll have all these. So we have a little more in-depth plan than you do. And that's why we're seeing both plans being talked about, both being broadcast, where it's helping because it's creating confusion that they want, and it's throwing the timing off, and it's not telling people the one thing they're concerned about, you know, is to hoard all their money knowing this is going to come any day and their money's going to be worth 3-4 times what it is now. Because again, I've always said, if they knew in advance, why would they spend a dime? Spend a dime now, today on Monday, when I know Friday is going to be worth $4. I'll wait till Friday. But no economy can go 4 days like that with nothing going through, so they can't give them that kind of information or lead time. So they let this guy do what he does while they continue doing what they're doing in the background. Mm-hmm. Is it misleading to me and you? Yes. To them, it's reality, because that's what will happen if they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all I know is that I always have the number 10, and I know that's the 10 days from whenever this happens, That's when our TNT Super Fantastic Err Pay It Forward project is going to be happening. And hopefully sooner rather than later. That would sure be great. And again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. Have yourself a great Wealth-Bound Wednesday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
313, area code, you're on.
Three one three.
I heard somebody trying to say something.
Hello.
Right, we'll go.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, there she is. There she is.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How's everybody doing today?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I am super fantastic, and I am fabulous, sir, to the nth degree. But
okay.
Glad to be here, but hope that it was a. Another day, but I know that it's going to happen. I'm excited, and I'm just looking forward to the day that we'll be standing in the bank.
Okay.
But what I was going to say,
me too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys, for just being here and sharing so much information and giving us so much knowledge. Because when I first came to this line, I was like totally green, and when you were sharing, talking about different things, I still didn't understand, and I'm still understanding some of the things that I heard you speak of when I first came to the line, because I just came here in March. But I just want to say thank you for giving me so much knowledge. I feel like when I do walk into the bank now, that I will be able to go in there and feel very confident in being able to negotiate. So I just thank you guys for building up my confidence with the knowledge and the wisdom that you have shared with me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you for you being here. That's it. Have a great day, guys.
All right.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Okay. We have another 313 back to back.
Hello. Ray, how you doing?
Hey. Hey, sir.
Good. How's it going, Tony?
Super fantastic, my friend. How's it going with you?
It'd be better if we went to the bank the other day, but I'm hanging in there. I have a couple of my questions already been answered, but I do have one question for you, Tony. And that's, did you ever find out about some of this Wells Fargo in Michigan that was, will they be doing any exchanges or redemptions? Because it's not a bank. It's a brokerage firm.
Oh, I don't know about that individual location, but Wells Fargo is saying they will be represented in every state in some form.
Oh, okay. So there's a possibility that they might use their brokerage firm building to do some exchanges?
It's possible they could do it. You know, I don't see them using the private banks right now or the mortgage centers or anything like that as exchanges, unless you are one of the higher tier, higher member exchanges. You know, 100 million, 300 million, 500 million people like that, they may send them to those locations. Everybody else, I think, will use either branches or some of the buildings they have actually turned into exchange locations.
Okay. Well, they need to be calling me then. Okay.
Okay, then.
That's all right. you guys have a great one.
Okay,
and,
sir.
Thank you, sir.
You people listening from Wells Fargo, call Cornbread. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm out.
Thanks.
All right.
607. 607.
Here you go. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Doing all well?
Yes.
Yep.
Ray, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you the scenario and then last year I lost my oldest son. He passed away, and then this August I lost my mom. Now, our family members had to pick up the rest of the funeral bills. Well, what I want to do for my community is I know a lot of people that lose people and they don't have the funds to, you know, continue paying, you know, funeral bills and stuff. Now, if I do this foundation, a trust, or a burial fund?
Foundation.
Setting it up as a foundation. That way you'll have complete flexibility for whatever situation that may come up in that category.
Okay. Yeah, because you know, I know it's hard on people. And I was just, you know, I was thinking about Aaron, given, you know, what's been happening, and I've had friends who are facing the same thing. So my oldest son, well, not my oldest son, my next oldest son, my youngest son said they would, you know, be interested in doing this too. So,
okay.
You know, I just wasn't sure which way to go with this.
Well, that's what I would do.
Set up a foundation for that purpose.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you, and you guys have a beautiful day.
You're welcome.
Okay, you too. I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Well, thank you. I'll look it through.
Okay, Ray, hold on for a second. Give me a minute here. Guys, you know, I have a foundation called the, well, Keisha Foundation, that actually that Pam had set up for me, for my daughter, and it was to do things with cheerleading and do things for kids, which is great. And I'm still going to do that, be part of it. But I wanted to start another foundation called the New Start Foundation. New Start Foundation. But I thought I could put money in this foundation and take the interest off of that money and go and pay people's bills. I mean, pay all their bills. Pay their car, pay their house, their apartment, their electric, their water, whatever it is, pay it. They have zero bills and say, you get to start life new. That's a new start. I'm only doing it once in your lifetime. But I'm giving people a fresh start every month by doing that, starting their life. Well, you know, because people say, man, if I could get back to zero, if I was debt free, if I didn't have all these bills, I'd do this, 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 and that. I'm going to do that for some people. But I'm going to do it by putting money in the foundation and taking the interest that that money generates every month and use that to do it. And set it up so I can do it forever. Because I'm never going to lose my base money. I'm only using the interest to get people new starts. So depending on how much you have, how much you put over there, maybe you only do one person a month. Maybe you only do one person every 2 months when your interest builds up. Or maybe you do 100 people a month, depending on what kind of interest you're getting. But you can do it forever if you do it that way. And look at the amount of people whose lives you will affect. So I was doing it for new starts. She could do it just for people who have losses in their family. And then you don't do it with your money, and your money's gone, and I help somebody one time. You do it with your interest so you can do it as long as you want to, because it comes forever. So it's just a little bit different way of doing it. And maybe you'll see interest in that foundation. Because I was doing it through a foundation, like Ray said. That's what I was going to set up. Anyway, I just want to put that out there, food for thought. Okay, Ray.
All right.
707.
You're next.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make a comment. I did have a question, but I think that's already been answered. But I just want to make a comment that, you know, I know a lot of people are kind of down in the dumps over one way or the other how this election is turning out or appears to be. And I've already had several calls from my acquaintances, currency acquaintances, that indicate that they're really upset. And what I tell them is, we have people to thank and to be grateful for. God, of course, is the main one to provide these opportunities. And secondly, is you guys. You've helped us tremendously to have something to count on.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
So that's it.
All right. Appreciate your comment.
So at least we're in good shape in that regard.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay. 916. Area code. You
are. My questions have been answered. I'm putting my hands down. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
615. Area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Hi. Fabulous, sir.
Good. How are you doing?
Instagram.
I am doing just great. I think you may have answered my question, but I was working on something, but I wanted to just ask it again. So with Texas not being on call, is it possible for this to go without them?
I don't know. Wait, I was working on something. Ask the question again.
I'm trying to work. I'm trying to work and listen. And I heard the lady talking about it, but I was typing the email. I'm sorry. I am really sorry.
No. Hey, guys, and again, I keep saying, we are not going without Texas. You don't have to worry about it. It's not going to happen. Texas is just going to be the last ones to come in. That's all. They're just holding their people back. They know we're following Texas. They listen to our calls, and it's okay. Let them be last, be there at the last moment. When they go, we can get super excited. Right now, we just know everybody else is there, and we're waiting to see if Texas shows up. But we will not go without them, I promise you. The majority of the people in this thing, I tell you, Texas, California, Georgia, Florida are the biggest groups. We're not going without them.
All right. Well, that's the only question I had. Thank you guys both for all that you do. I really appreciate it, and I'm very grateful. Bye. Have a wonderful
all right.
evening.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
610 area code. You go on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing all right. Super fantastic, Tony. And this is the long version, gentlemen.
Wait,
ladies
wait. I got the long version. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
You know, we would know who won the election if Pennsylvania would just do what they're supposed to do. You do know that, right? You do know the whole country is waiting for y'all to do something, right? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And you know what? It's the governor. It's the governor and the secretary of state that's holding things up here. The count's done, but they're holding it up. So.
Okay. Now, last night they said, they have 1 million uncounted ballots. And how do you do that on the last hour of the election? But anyway, Pennsylvania is one of the states that's saying by Friday, just so you know. But anyway, I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, $TNTSuper. And please remember to capitalize $TNTSuper, the entire thing. Capitalize $TNTSuper, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are all going to be there for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Ray.
503, you are on.
Hi, am I echoing? This is Oregon. Am I echoing?
You're fine.
Oh, good. All right. Sometimes I echo, I think. Thank you, guys, and thank you for being here this morning today after a long night, I'm sure. I've got a couple of questions. One is, do you think that George W. Bush still may have some influence on when Texas goes?
I don't know if he has influence on when they go, just the fact that they go. He absolutely still has, you know, I was going to tell you guys this the last time, and I think I absolutely should, and it'd only be fair if I did. So, since you brought up the name, because you guys know for years I wasn't able to say his name or say Tony Blair's name, and I was told don't put their name in it, blah, blah, blah. You guys know that. But when the RV occurred, I was supposed to go have a meeting with some people in Washington, D.C., because they invited me to, and they wanted to meet me and a whole lot of other things. I wanted to meet them. So I got his book. I said, I'm going to have him sign this book. But I got Obama's book, too, just so you know. I hope you guys know that, and I wanted to have him sign. But I will absolutely tell you that he is not just 13303, but he is the reason we are still here. I got to give him credit for it. We went through it, conversations. He did some things. Now, Obama had to agree with it. because he was the president at the time. But without Bush, we wouldn't be here today. So that's, I really got to give him the credit for that and give him. So does he still have influence? Yes, because he wasn't the president when that decision was made. But he still had influence. And we will be forever beholden to him. Even though we did what we did, he is actually the person who said you earned your seat at the table. So, yes, he does have influence, and I'm sure he will have influence until it happens. Yeah. Okay? But I should have told you guys that the other day when I was explaining it, that part of it. President Obama played a part of it. Because, yeah, absolutely, people were doing their damnedest to remove us from this situation at that time. But here we are.
I knew that history. My thing was whether or not he has influence as to whether as to when it actually is released. And now the reason my concern is this, and I wrote this to you, Tony, and there needs to be a plan B. I mean, this whole thing of relying on, you know, one administration over another and basing it on whatever foible or belief of a president is really crazy. I'm sorry, but it's just nuts. And we've seen it. I really appreciated what Obama did. I totally appreciated that. But this is too big a deal, and there's too many people suffering based on a whim of one individual worldwide.
Well, listen. I understand what you're saying, but it's always like that. This isn't different. Every global decision is based on who's president at that time. Just like right now, you know, what's going on with Iran, Biden said, well, I'm going to do it different. It's going to change everything. What's going on with NATO, Biden says, I'm going to do it different. And it's going to change everything. And that's why everybody has stopped today, yesterday. NATO has changed because they're saying, well, who am I going to deal with? Because it's not going to go on. And it all affects the entire globe. Everything affects the entire globe. But we're that country that changes every 4 years. Everybody else doesn't do that. I mean, some countries do, but the bigger power countries, you know, they have the same leader for 10, 15 years. So their philosophy doesn't change. It doesn't affect that much because everybody knows what to expect. Nobody knows what to expect. Is it Biden or is it Trump? Is it what we're used to or is it something new? Is the country going to change around? Then, hey, guess what? NATO might say, you know what? We made a deal here, but you guys are now going in a different direction, doing some different things, so we might have to rethink this. Now, we thought it was only going to be, you know, this little blip, but now y'all telling us just get ready to continue. We might, you know, they've already started trying to make different alliances, so things will, in fact, change. So we can't look at this one incident and say, you know, they should do something. It shouldn't be up to one person. Ultimately, it's up to each administration because they're supposed to have voices, people who make sound decisions, not just one person saying yes or no. But it's the reality. It is what it is. It's not going to change. I mean, the next president, same thing. Is he going to stop it? I don't think so. Because I think it'll be done before the next president is sworn in, if things go on. But if it doesn't, all we can do is hang on.
Well, but what is troubling is the fact that it's one thing if everybody that's in the currency thing is suffering. what is troubling is when they bring in other people, wealthy people, to exchange, and here we sit. So that is extremely troubling to me, and I think to probably a lot of people, because if one of us has to suffer, then we all need to suffer. If one benefits, everybody needs to benefit. Because just doing this, just because that's the way it works, yes, it may be the way it works, but doesn't mean it's right. And so I've just been to two banks recently, talked with wealth managers at both banks, one a U.S. bank and one a Wells Fargo bank. I swear to God, these bankers have been so propagandized against this ever happening that it is, I can't imagine what's going to happen when they find out that it is happening. I mean, it's sad.
Okay, but listen, everybody needs to listen to this, though. We know it's not right. We know it's not even fair. Okay, but if we went by what was right or what was fair, we would have executed the last three administrations, because all of them have some crooked people in them. All of them are doing things that benefit their friends and their family, not necessarily you and me. Even though they stand on television and say they are, we know for a fact they're not. They're doing things now, and they did last administration, which did things that you were never supposed to know about. Things I was never supposed to tell you. You weren't supposed to find out. You weren't supposed to understand. So it didn't affect anybody on what they were doing. They have always, and this administration included, favored their friends first. Hey, I'm going to take care of you. If it gets down to that level, fine. If it doesn't, we'll move on. Not just this administration. Every administration has people in it who do just that. We know it's not fair. I know it's not fair that somebody got paid $300 million this morning, and it wasn't me. Okay. Well, I mean, ain't nothing I can do about it but say, okay, I guess I'm next in line. I guess my turn is coming up. I don't like it. I wish I would have got paid this morning. We were having this conversation. But the reality is, as long as he's getting paid, as long as they got paid over the weekend, as long as people got paid last week, I know our time is getting closer, closer, and closer. And we eventually are going to get paid. And that's all we can do is wait for it up, because they don't give me a choice. You know, bankers don't know. Bankers are going to be upset, a whole lot of them. And you're going to be blessed, a whole lot of us. And it just is what it is. Everybody in the world could not know what was going to happen with the dinar or wouldn't happen. Everybody in the country couldn't know or wouldn't happen. And everybody in the banking system definitely couldn't know, because the day it happened, we wouldn't have any more bank employees. And then what do we do? So there's reasons for it, even though we don't agree with it. It's how the world truly operates. And yes, there is an echo.
Yes, you can speak a phone. Did it. All righty.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, wasn't it?
Great. Thank you.
I can't hear you.
I thought she was having a closing statement.
Oh. Okay, I guess we're good.
Okay. 754, area code, you're on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray, from sunny South Florida. Couple of questions. As we all are in the country upset with what's going on with this election, Trump has already called for a recount in Wisconsin. If this continues on, we had this happen when Reagan was running for office. How long? They have like 30 days to have to settle an election. But can, part of the question is, can Iraq continue going like this since countries are going to be coming in there next week that they made deals with? They are ready to pay the salaries. The borrowing war is ready to be finished. How long can they hold out with oil going down to get this RV done, and will it be done? Because whatever administration comes in, if I'm correct, is still going to need to make any changes, approval from the House and Senate. So I don't understand why the election is going to be the catalyst of whether Iraq goes forward or stays backwards. I know that was
okay.
Long involved, but hopefully you can get through the parts of it.
All right. And I'm going to try to start to begin. First of all, Wisconsin had 31 days to turn in their votes. So they have an additional 30 days because that's their state law to turn in all their votes, which is fine, and they can do that, but they haven't. Yes, they already declared it for Biden, and yes, Trump is already taking it to court because he thinks it shouldn't. But besides that, we're looking at Iraq already had a plan in place for this to be over with yesterday. That's why they're doing what they were doing on the 9th. That's why they're doing what they're doing by the 25th. That's why they're saying their budget will be voted on next week. They expected all this to be over, and they were going forward from this moment on, doing the RV and then making everything public and going out, because they expected all of this to be out next week. That's why they set those dates. That's why those other countries were coming in, because everybody was confident this was going to be over one way or another. If they stick to the plan, I mean, great. If they don't, again, a new administration doesn't come in until January the 20th. So I'm confident something will be done before that happens, one way or the other, whether it's this month, next month, or January the 15th. I don't think this administration will leave without letting it happen, especially we're this close when all they have to do is say yes, and it's live and it's going. Knowing how it's going to affect everything if those rioters really take to the streets next week and they turn back to last year. So I'm feeling really good about it one way or the other. The vote will be concluded within 30 days, just like it was when Bush and Gore took it to court, because they know they're going to fast-pace everything, even if it goes to the Supreme Court. It's not like they can drag it out 6 months or another year or anything else. It's going to be done. It's going to be quick decisions, and life will go on. So that part really doesn't concern me as much as, hey, they wanted to be started today. And that's the only thing that might be holding us up from going today, as everybody's waiting to see how this ends up and then how many lawsuits or what decisions are actually made.
All right. My other question is this. If for some reason Biden should win, and personally I hope not, that makes Trump a lame duck president. If he is a lame duck president, does the Treasury still have to move forward with this, even though he would want it because he would be a lame duck president?
Well, the Treasury will still have to do whatever he says, because he's the president.
Usually when it's a lame duck, they try not to move forward with stuff, but they would still have to in this case if he says we're letting it go, correct?
They would still have to. You have to understand, usually there is a biased Treasury or Supreme Court, DOJ. That is not the case right now. So they would do everything they could and continue to do to help you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for taking my call. And I hope by Friday maybe we have some resolution to this and some answers. Thank you, and have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Two, three, nine. You're on.
Two, three, nine, area code.
Right, we'll go to
813. Hi, guys. I was calling because I had a couple questions. After RV happened, I do know what I want.
Hold on a second. Ray, is there anything we can do about the echo? Because I'm not even understanding what she's saying.
813, are you on the speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, turn your volume down.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
We'll know when we speak. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I had a question, a couple questions. After the RV happened, I did know that I didn't want ownership over the interest-bearing account or my LLC, and I didn't want to have permission from the state to do business. So do you have, like, a trust class or, like, a LLC business class I could take to know if what I want is ideal from my financial goals and like a healthy generational wealth class or something like that after the RV?
Yeah.
And information will be forthcoming about us when that time comes.
You're going to provide information after it happens?
After the RV?
Yeah. I'll provide information on the for those who still want to take it.
Yeah, because I overhear some of the calls and you tell them, like, you know, it's not required, but it would be a good option to put things in trust. And it's like I wanted to understand what type of trust I needed to set up, determining what I wanted, and as well as, like, how I should set up, how I should operate it, because I didn't want to be doing things wrong or, like, doing tax preparation wrong, anything like that, or just setting up the wrong LLC or the wrong trust, wrong being something I didn't want to do or I do need to learn about. So that was my question. Mm-hmm. So I'll just contact you back when after the RV for that.
Yes, we'll probably post it on the website, and we'll make sure that folks know about it for those who want to attend it.
All right, and it's on your website. Which website?
This one, TNT, superfantastic.com.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. That was it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
330. Area code, you're on.
Okay, we'll go to
407 area code. Okay, we'll go to
702
area code.
Are you on mute?
Yeah.
909 area code. You're on.
Yes. Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Let me get off the speaker. Okay. Still there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello, people. I first of all wanted to start off with, I respect you, Ray. I really do. I had to get to know you, but after I've exhumed or seen a character of strength and wisdom, I definitely want to say thank you and really wanted to sing the song, but I'm a bad singer. You don't want to hear that.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Okay. To get through with, my question is, I know throughout the years that you guys have given us different resources, I'll use that word, as to different ways we can make our money grow, and not, you know, knowing and understanding each frame of it, I'll just say, can you go over that as far as we know about the sleeper account? And then there's like maybe seven more things that we can do. We know about the negotiating. Can you go over a couple of things that we can possibly do that we don't know about, that accounts that they might have that we don't know about? Or should we just shift over? Because I know you've been talking about the wealth managers. Instead of just shifting over to them, is there anything that you know of that you can share with us?
Is that your music in the background?
Yes, I'm passing by walking.
Oh, okay.
And they're, you know, so I'm walking away from the music. And then, of course, I had my mask on.
Okay. So you were,
so that was my question.
Banking products?
Any other resources that we might not be aware of besides the wealth manager that we can suggest, like the REOs, for instance, between you and Tony? The question is for both.
There's a lot of investment things to put in. I mean, if you're just looking at the banking system itself, yeah, and it's called sweep accounts that they make money on, that you just want to let them know about so you can make money on. At the bank, your best thing is to, first of all, get the highest interest rate you can. Second of all, to make sure you have a wealth manager that's going to work with you and for you, and the bank still gets to make money. By that, you're telling them what you're looking for or what you're interested in. IPOs, business opportunities, other kind of investments that he has, investments with the IMF. If you're looking for bonds, that they can direct you into all of those areas because they're tapped into the city, state, or local, depending on what you're looking to do. But you have to give them some kind of guidance first. This is what I want. You have to go into one of two things. Okay? What you know,
mm-hmm.
or what you're willing to learn about. Because I'm not just going to give him my money and say, go do it. But now I'm relying on his expertise, his knowledge, to make all the decisions about my money. You know what that's like? That's like, here, take my money, go play Monopoly, and let's see how good you are. I don't care because it's Monopoly. It's not my money. But when you're playing with your own money, when you know, and you don't have to know everything, you have to know the basics. You have to know where you're going. You have to know resources. I'm paying this guy. He's doing my money, but I'm not relying on him 100%.
Gotcha.
So those things you'd have to look at. Again, I'm looking at IPOs. I'm looking at the 3D industry. I'm looking at IMF or other investments that I can make, you know.
Gotcha.
So there's different industries and different ways to do it. nothing specific to me. I tell you, my whole goal is to have five sources of residual income. It's every one of those that is putting it up with. And guys, when you do something and you become successful at it, the best way to really make money with it is to duplicate again, 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 and again. If you do something in your neighborhood and it works, pick four other neighborhoods to do it in and see if it works again. It's simple enough. If I do something in California and it works, I'm going to try it in Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, and Wisconsin and see if it works there too. If I do something on the West Coast and it works, will it get better if I did it on the East Coast? Does it work? I'm duplicating. If I don't want to learn five different things, let me do the same thing in five different locations. I got five residual income coming in. Anything you do here in the U.S., any company you get invested in, start. Even if it's an app, you can probably go to England and duplicate it. You can probably go to Germany and duplicate it. You can probably go to other places, and it's simpler because you've already gone through the process. Pack up, move. I know exactly what to do here. It works easier, and I'll make more money because I'm the only one doing it.
Gotcha.
So you have to think outside the box.
All right. Amazing as always. I'd just like to tell everybody, hang on. It's right there, almost there. And that's all I can really say. You guys have a great day. Till next time, wish you guys all the best.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
And we are bottom half of the hour. Time to wrap this one up.
We're done?
Yes, sir.
I said we're done?
Yes. We're all done.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Hey, look. This said I'm giving y'all way too much information. Look, they're going to beat you to the draw. No. Thanks for looking out for me, though, this. Anyway, guys. There's so many opportunities coming our way. We have such a bright future if we're ready. And if you're ready, you don't have to get ready. But now is the time to be getting ready. Now is the time to think about what you want to do so you can actually go out and do it. That's all. And that's what we should be looking at. Not so much of what morning, what minute. I mean, when do I get $50 million in my account? Because the moment after you get it in your account, then you'll be standing around walking in a circle and say, what do I do with it if you don't have a plan? So plan right now when you can sit down, relax, and think about it. And I tell you guys, whatever I do, whenever I do it, however I do it, I always start at where I want to be. And I back myself down to where I am now because that gives me a clear path of how to get there. If you just want to go to the moon and say, I want to go to the moon, I wonder how I'm going to get there, and you stand there staring at it. But if you place yourself on the moon and say, well, okay, I had to have a rocket. What kind of rocket was it? I come back down, it had to be the two stages. I had to get this to have it off the ground. I had this many crew members to get it built in stages. Go backwards because you don't know how to go forward. So go backwards from wherever you want to go. If I want to be a CEO, then CEO of what? And then I got to put myself there and back down. How do I become the CEO? How many employees are everything else? Just so you guys know that. We're in a great position, guys. Things are still going positive. They're still sitting there at the bank being told it could be any minute. So that part hasn't changed. The numbers are there. And there are some people who got paid earlier in the week. There are people who are supposed to be paid today. I haven't talked to them yet. That's why I'm not saying they did. It is large, large amounts of money that was supposed to go through. We were supposed to be at the bank again today. We weren't. And I know we weren't because we didn't have the 800 numbers. And I already went through the timing thing with you guys. That's when we'll know we're really going. But this was 3-4 days ago. Today was supposed to be the day. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure we're going to get information, get caught up again this evening as we go along, and we'll pass what we can. Anything exciting that we think you really need to know, we'll tweet it out, Ray will put it in the form, or we'll do another call. That's what we need to do. But until then, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Plan on talking to us on Friday. Okay? All right. Enjoy your day. Ray?
All right. That will do it. For now, we'll be back with you on Friday.
Keep believing. We should.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Are you?
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Just believe.
Just believe.
Oh.
Recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap.